This is how autism obsessions can actually help you with three essential tips. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about that, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell down below. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to give this account a follow to see more autism content. Guys, what is going on? Welcome back to the place where we think differently daily. What's up, different thinkers? My name is Dan. And today I'm doing a video all about autism obsessions and how it's a good thing that can absolutely help you so much. So, having an autism obsession or obsessive interest can be a negative thing, actually, because you could be a hoarder, you could collect too much, spend too much money on things. There's a whole bunch of things that having an obsession with something can turn into an unhealthy obsession, but there is a bunch of things that you can do, which is super awesome for like people who wanna use it as a superpower or a tool or a weapon in their arsenal, which is super, super awesome. So I've done this video in a way that I could basically give you three tips of how you can actually use it for your advantage, basically. And that's basically it. So without further ado, let's get into it. But before we do, I just wanna ask, if you haven't already and you wanna download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, then you can do at autismhacks.net. All right, let's jump into the video. Okay guys, so number one is calming down. So if you find joy and comfort from obsessive interest or a topic of interest, and like, you know, you feel relaxed and calm and you're studying penguins, right? If you are in a situation where you're all worked up or you're stressed or you're gonna have a meltdown, then if you start your obsessive interest topic, like if you start reading about penguins or discussing stuff about penguins or looking at penguin videos, then it's gonna calm you down and help you feel so much more at ease. So you're using it as a tool to help you overcome something that is, you know, detrimental or negative at that moment in time, which, my friends, is a super awesome, super comfy hack I use all the time, no joke. Okay, so number two is finding a job. So if you have an autism obsession with, like, say you're really interested in like computer science and coding, right? Then you could potentially become a knowledge base on that subject and be really good at it, which would give you a really good leeway to go for a job interview and potentially getting a position in a company if you're really, really good at a certain thing that the company really, really needs, which I think is really, really awesome. Because, you know, people with obsessive interests and topics become kind of like the master in what they really, really enjoy, or a master in what they like, which is the thing that they love. You know, you could be like a game kind of like whiz kid, and then you could get a job with a gaming company because you'd be like a knowledge base more so than anybody else, which is just absolutely fantastic. So on that, let's move on to tip number three. So tip number three here is making friends. Now, one of the biggest struggles I feel like people on the autism spectrum do have is finding friends and making friends. And this is due to a bunch of different things: social communication aspects, social conformity, loads of different things that happen socially, which do impact the person's ability to, act in social situations. But there is an upside to having an obsessive interest when it comes down to making friends. If you are interested in a certain topic, then you can go and find friends within that certain topic. So basically, if I'm interested in Star Trek, I can go to Star Trek forums, Star Trek conventions, spark a conversations, and discuss those things, because the people who will find you interesting, because they will know that you are interested in the same things that they're interested in, but you're like a knowledge base, like a wealth of knowledge in it, which is super dope. Like, everybody's gonna be like, whoa, this person knows all the stuff about Star Trek, and like now we're like gonna be BFFs forever, which is super, super dope. So you can see how you can turn obsessive interest from being something that people kind of go, oh my goodness, they're holding the house with all this junk, to being something like, whoa, now you've used it as a superpower in your arsenal because you're awesome and you've done it. You beat the system. Guys, if you have anything to add, pop it in a comment. I'd love to read them all. And if you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. And if you found value in it and think somebody else could find value, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. And I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.